Welcome to Come Heal Yourself with Monica Goyal on OM Times Radio. Monica is a spiritual counselor and healer with a life purpose to put people in touch with their innate healing abilities, empowering them to live a life full of joy, love, peace, and abundance. Through this show, you'll learn to heal every aspect of your life by connecting to your higher self. And now your host, Monica Goyal.
Namaste, friends. Come heal yourself. Forever in my heart, all of us at some point of time go through grief, and when we lose our loved ones. But they always stay in our heart. We miss them in the physical form, but we can always remember and cherish them in a positive way. Let's welcome our guest, Tanya Richardson, who is the author of Forever in My Heart, a grief journal. And she is a self-improvement spiritual author and professional intuitive who is passionate about angels, beauty, and nature. She has been writing about angels and interviewing people about their encounters with angels. And she also does private counseling sessions. Welcome, Tanya.
Hi, thank you for having me on the show.
We are honored to have you. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here.
Great. So, Tanya, tell us about the grief journal. How did you get that idea?
Yeah, I got the idea. Actually, my agent helped me. You know, most writers have a literary agent, and she'd always had the idea to do a journal about people who were separated. So the idea was you fill out the journal, and then you send it to the person and who lives on the other side of the world, or maybe they're in the military. And then once I became her client, she knew I was a spiritual teacher and author, and she said, you know, we should really do this journal about people who go to heaven. So the journal is called Forever in My Heart. It's a grief journal, and it has two purposes. One, it gives you, first of all, it's a guided journal, so it has prompts. It leads you through questions that you answer in the journal. And it lets you dedicate the journal to one loved one who's passed on, and you write down all your memories of them, all the things you loved, the details about them you loved, the unique things about them you loved, just a keepsake that you can always have and then open up whenever you're missing them and feel closer to them. And also the journal is a way for you to stay connected to their spirit in heaven, so you can ask them to send you signs, you can record signs that they do send you from heaven, that they're with you. It's a way that you can communicate with them, and if there's things you still want their forgiveness for or things that you didn't get to say to them before they died, you can say those things in the journal. So it's really a way to remember their life and write down all those memories and also keep that relationship and that communication going while they're in heaven.
So it's basically to keep that connection, that,
It keeps the connection.
Yeah, I mean, because whenever we lose a loved one, there is that emptiness, that's that loneliness, you know, that comes.
Right, and the
feeling hard.
Right. I think you're exactly right, Monica. It's you have that emptiness and the loneliness, and it's really the feeling that they're gone. And I say in the introduction to the journal, it's one of the paradoxes of life on Earth is when people die, they're gone, but they're not gone. Physically, they're gone. Mm-hmm. But in the sense of their spirit can still watch us from heaven, can still visit us, can still interact with us. So it helps temper that sense that they're gone. Really, death is a temporary situation, a temporary separation. And even though, you know, that's so hard and painful to be physically separated,
right,
I think if you can stay connected to the spirit, it makes that separation much easier.
So, I mean, has this been your personal experience? How do you
Well, it has been, and I talk about that in the introduction to the book. My mother died when I was 17, and I'm 42 now, so she's been passed for quite a while, and and I became very, very close with her on the other side. And she's actually, I'm an intuitive, so I'm a professional psychic, so I hear voices, I get images, I get messages from heaven all the time. And she's one of my spirit guides, and Mom and I communicate very frequently. So I do have a firsthand experience of losing someone. And the other thing about my mother is that, you know, having a mother is a complex relationship, you know. So we all have complex feelings and histories with our mothers. And I really to encourage people to know that even if your relationship was far from perfect with a loved one on earth, you really can heal a lot of those issues and work through a lot of them while they're in heaven. You know, the healing and the communication can continue as it did for my mother and I.
And so you mentioned that you are a psychic and you have been intuitive. I mean, you know, I understand if we open up ourselves, all of us have those abilities. But what do you say to the skeptics or, you know, people who feel they don't have the ability?
Well, I think that we all have a sixth sense. You're 100% right. We're all intuitive, but the degree to our natural intuitiveness varies greatly. So some people are highly, highly intuitive. They have what your listeners might be familiar with are the four clairs. I talk about those in my angel book called Angel Insights, which also came out this year. I talk about angels, a lot about how to communicate with them, and I talk a lot about intuition because that's one of the main ways angels communicate with us. So clairaudience is where you hear voices. Clairvoyance is where you see images. Claircognizance is where you get the mental download from heaven. And clairsentience is where you have gut instincts and chills and you sense energy. So I'm very strong in all of those, and I always say that there's kind of an intuition spectrum that people fall on naturally. Some people are naturally highly intuitive. Some people are more towards the middle of that spectrum. They might be intuitive. They believe in spirit. They do get some strong messages, but they're not as intuitive as a professional psychic maybe. And then there are people kind of on the opposite end of the spectrum who are, they have intuition, but they're just not naturally wired to be very intuitive. So I think a lot of skeptics fall in that section of the spectrum. You know, this stuff isn't real to them because they don't really have a naturally very strong intuition. And the angels are also reminding me now, sometimes skeptics are people who just aren't in touch with their intuition. They might have a stronger intuition, but they're just not in touch with it. So, and I also like to explain to people that no matter where you fall on that intuition spectrum naturally, you can dramatically improve your intuition just by studying it, practicing it, working with it. So no matter where you naturally fall on the spectrum, just being aware of your intuition and working with it can really dramatically increase your intuitive abilities and your ability to communicate with spirit and your higher self.
And I think with this grief journal, you know, because you are doing so much to remember and stay connected, I think it will definitely help in opening up that, increasing that intuition and communication.
Yeah, I think you're right, Monica, just because really the way you, the angels are reminding me now, the way you increase your intuition is to play with it and to exercise it. And so to ask a loved one to send you messages and then to look for that message, whether you get it from an animal that appears or you have a dream about them or you have a feeling or a thought from them, and then sending messages to them, that's a way to exercise your intuition and get more familiar with the ways that your intuition can send you messages and synchronicities. There's so many ways, not just with hearing voices or seeing images in the mind, which is sometimes more things that psychics get very naturally. There's a lot of different ways your intuition can talk to you. So trying to communicate through this journal with loved ones will definitely, the angels are showing me, it's like the volume volume on a stereo. It will turn up your intuition, you know, turn up the volume of it.
That's great. So I heard that your mom sent you a special musical message from the other side. Can you talk about that?
Well, it's really interesting. You know, my mom was a lover of music. She loved classic rock, that kind of music. And she sends me, there's a special song my mom and I have that I had trouble grieving my mother when she first passed because I was so young and no one really led me through the process, you know. And I remember when I was 19, one day I was just cry. I just had one of those moments where a lot of emotions were coming out and I was crying. Mm-hmm. And I had this special picture of her and I was looking at it and the song Bridge Over Troubled Water was came on and I knew that was one of the songs my mom really enjoyed. So I listened to that song several times that day and then that kind of became our song. You know how couples in the 50s had their song, you know, it kind of became our song.
Yeah.
And so, whenever I'm really missing her or thinking of her or something good happens to me, I will hear Bridge Over Troubled Water will come on somewhere. And the lyrics are very touching, how this person is always watching you. If you listen to the lyrics of Bridge Over Troubled Water, I'll always be the bridge over the troubled water, and I watch you sail on. And it's funny, I had a musical experience with my mother maybe about a month ago. The journal was just coming out, and I dedicated the journal to my mother. And I heard a song, I don't know if your listeners know this song, but it's called Southern Cross, and it's by a band called Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and that's another classic rock band from the 70s and 80s that my mom really loved. And I heard the song, and it just moved me for some reason. And I don't know why. I just started crying. I got so emotional. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, it came on the internet radio station, and I went to the web, and I had to listen to it a couple more times, and I just started crying. And I said to my husband, I said, I think because the journal just came out, my mother is, you know, sending me this song.
So beautiful. Wow. So you are with her.
Right. So, and then I actually contacted some relatives, and they had also heard the song in the past 12 hours and had been very moved by it. And
we'll take just a short break here, Tanya, and we'll be back in a couple minutes.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Have you been searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yelito Pasquale and Diana Gold Holland, on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news. Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
Hey, Dr. Phil here. You know, I help people solve difficult problems every day, but one problem has me stumped: childhood hunger. Nearly 16 million children in America struggle with it. Luckily, the Feeding America network of local food banks collects surplus food, giving hope to hungry children and their families. But they need your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back, Tanya.
Oh, hello. Yes. So I just wanted to finish that story. When I contacted some of my relatives, they said they had also heard the song and been moved to listen to it out of the blue over the past 24 hours. I had my aunt said that she listened to it several times the night before, And she said that actually that when that song came out, she and my mother and my uncle all played it and danced around the house, and that it was a special song to my mom. So my mom was sending a bunch of relatives at the same time this song over the radio, and they all felt very moved by it. And it's interesting, I wanted to tell the listeners that, you know, sometimes we will think, how do I know something is a sign? You know, and in this sense, I had the strong emotional reaction to the song. When I reached out to other relatives, they said, oh, I heard that song in the past 24 hours, and I also had a strong emotional reaction, and it was one of your mother's favorite songs, and they had strong memories of dancing with my mother to that song. However, really how you know if something is a sign is how it makes you feel. Does it resonate deeply with you? Does it feel like this is a sign? If it feels like it's a sign, if time kind of slows down and the moment feels heavy and you have a lot of emotions come up, it is a sign from your loved one. So really just go with your gut instinct. If it feels like a sign from your loved one, then it is.
Yeah, like your heart will tell you.
Exactly, yeah.
And there will be like, you know, again, like you said, there will be a repetition. There will be, you'll get the same message in some form again and again.
And one way that people and clients have often told me that loved ones who pass on will send us messages is through animals. We might see a butterfly over and over. We might see the same type of bird over and over. We might see a deer wander into our yard several days in a row. And again, it's, you know, sometimes a good sign is repetition. Things happen over and over. And also just always go back to that feeling. If it feels like it's from them and that's your first instinct and your first thought, oh my gosh, this is a sign, then it really is a sign from them. And the angels are telling me that relatives send us signs quite often. It's just that sometimes we miss them.
Yeah. Tell me about this, Tanya. And I've heard this from several people that, you know, initially when the loved one passed away, for some time they feel, you know, they're visiting them or they feel connected. But somehow as the time passes, as the years pass, you know, that connection is lost. What is that?
I think that can be, you know, it's interesting. I'm going by what the angels are telling me now. They're telling me it's part of it's that the memories fade, you know, and when a loved one passes, say it's someone like my mother, who the last time I ever saw my mother was when I was about 16 years old, naturally over time, the memories fade. And when someone passes, it's the emotions are very fresh, the memories are very fresh, so you're thinking about them a lot. But in truth, they're always watching from heaven. And that's why this book actually is good, because it helps you keep those memories and it keeps them alive. And then if you're thinking about them, you can just open up the book and remember some of those memories. And, you know, sometimes people might want to get the book whenever, say, perhaps you've had a husband that's passed away and he's been gone for 10 years. And you think, oh, no, I wish I would have filled out this journal right when he passed away. Well, one of the things I tell people in the journal is go through and fill out the prompts that you feel called to, that you have a strong, you know, intuitive notion of how to fill it out, and then put it on the shelf. And then when you have a memory, just go to the journal and record it. And eventually, over the next year or two, you'll fill the journal up, and then all those memories will be in a safe place where you can always dip into them. The angels are also telling me that part of the reason that you feel the connection gets a little more fuzzy over time, or the signs get fuzzier, is because you move on. You know, we all kind of, after the death of someone, naturally over the, you know, next 5 years, we start to move on. So we look less for those signs. We contact them less in our thoughts and in our prayers. So, basically, I think listeners will find that if you ever do want to contact someone and you ask for a sign or you try and communicate with them, they'll be right there.
What
is your theory on it, Monica?
No, because I feel sometimes even after a few years, the pain is still coming back. You know, it's the memory is strong, the pain is strong, but somehow that connection is missing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think I think that they're still there, and even if I think if you believe in past lives and things like that, and you're thinking, well, you know, maybe my relative has gone on and has a new life. You know, the thing that I do believe in past lives, that does resonate with me, and I think that what the angels have told me is that things in heaven are much more complex than we can comprehend here, and they're just telling me right now you can be at two places at once. So there's a part of you, you know, there's a part of your soul that, and I've heard this from other people, that remains in heaven. You know, you come down, but there's a part of your higher self that remains up in heaven, and you're always connected to that. So I think that really, if it's been a while since your loved one has passed and you feel like the signs have calmed down, just ask for one. You know, I think they will be there, I'm being told, and they will send you one, but just ask for one. And the angels are also telling me it's a two-way street, that communication. So the more you're open to those signs, the more you're looking for them, the more you're asking for them, the more you will receive them, and the more you will recognize them. I do think that there are signs that loved ones can send us that we miss. You know, they also say that sometimes a loved one will be intervening in our life or sending us a sign, and we might think the sign is from an angel or from a spirit guide or an ascended master. And of course, those people are part of our spiritual team, and they're sending us signs. But sometimes it's the loved one intervening. Sometimes it's the loved one making things happen for you. So sometimes you might think it was your angel, but it really was your loved one.
So what are the most common signs or common ways that, you know, they connect with us?
I think they can connect with you in dreams. You know, that's coming up very strong when I ask the angels right now, one of the common ways. And the angels are reminding me to tell you that it doesn't always, and when I say the angels are telling me, angels are some of my strongest communicators that help me, that give me messages when I'm using my intuition. And so, and they're always with me on radio shows, especially, and with clients, they're with me all day long, but especially when I'm explaining things, they help me explain it. So angels are saying that that dreams are a common way for loved ones to contact us. And they also say to remember that it doesn't have to be the loved one appearing to you in a dream. Sometimes we'll have a dream and a loved one really appears as they looked in life and they talk to us or interact with us. They're saying sometimes that loved ones will just send you a dream that gives you an aha moment, that tells you how to handle something at work, that tells you something about a relationship you're in. So a lot of times loved ones will sign on to be spirit guides. So they'll just be sending us dreams that are guidance dreams, and they won't appear in the dream at all, but the dream has really come from them. The other way the angels are telling me that loved ones send us signs are through synchronicities. That's a great way. That's that repetition you're talking about that gets our attention. The synchronicity can be a repetition of seeing the same book over and over, and then you realize, oh, I need to read that book. Or having someone talk about acupuncture over and over, and then you think, oh, I really need to try acupuncture. Or another synchronicity, having someone appear in your life at the right place at the right time. You know, your loved one could have helped orchestrate that. So all the ways that we think of angels or spirit helping us and sending us guidance, really all of those can also be from our loved ones as well.
No, I mean, as you were talking about the dreams, and you said dreams, I can totally relate with that. You know, they do send you messages about, you know, the things that you have to watch out for, or, you know, that's something that's coming up. I have had that experience as well.
Right.
Yeah.
Very strong, right. And they can also, you know, music, as I said, they can send you messages through music. They can send you messages through art, the angels are reminding me, books, literature, theater, movies. You know, they can send you messages. Anything that grabs your attention, you know, they can send you a message that way. And, of course, they can, if you – if you're intuitive and you start working with your intuition, they can even send you messages in dramatic ways, like sending you a thought that comes from them. They can send you a voice in your mind where you hear something, you get an image flash of something. So any way that you get intuitive messages, getting chills, getting warm mm-hmm. sensations, or having gut instincts, those are also things that your loved one can send, can orchestrate to send you things. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So tell me about the intuitive readings that you offer.
Yeah, so I do. I call them angel readings, and I've been doing them for a while. I've done readings on hundreds of people, and I think one of the most interesting things, I just got off a reading actually before I got on the radio show.
Yeah.
And one of the things that has struck me about reading so many different people is how unique people are. And I think that people underestimate. I think sometimes we all want to fit into a pattern or a box, or there's a way society tells us our life should look, a way things should go. We should be married by this age, and we should be doing this kind of job or living here. You know, and really, we're all so, so incredibly unique, and that comes through in readings. Not only is your life purpose and your path unique, but the circumstances of your life are very unique. And it's not, life is not a one-size-fits-all, you know, angels are telling me. Sometimes you'll go to the store, you'll see a garment, and it won't have a size, and it won't even have a medium, small, or large. It'll say one size fits all. And really, life is the opposite of that. So I think one of the strongest messages the angels have given me in general about my intuitive readings is just really to guide people that their life path is unique, the circumstances of their life are unique, their life will never look like anyone else's life, and that's how it's intended to be. But when I do intuitive readings, of course, I use my psychic abilities. I use my four clairs. I get voices and mm-hmm. images. I work with ascended masters. I'm non-denominational, so I work with Jesus and Buddha, and all kinds of ascended masters will come in. Archangels will come in. I rely a lot on angels, so guardian angels will come in, helper angels. And I give the client a sense of their spiritual guidance squad. And I'll talk more after the break.
Sounds good. Please stay with us. We'll be back, dear friends.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at AscendingHearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel.
And I'm Susan Schuler.
And I'm Carrie Ann Larson.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
Tune in every week at 10 a.m. Eastern on OmTimesRadio.com.
The angels have heard your call and are here to help.
Are you ready to receive?
Bathe in a beautiful vibrational frequency to help you heal, expand, and remember your magnificence with Angel Talk Tuesday.
Every 2 minutes, an American is sexually assaulted. The majority of victims know their attacker. It could be your friend, your neighbor, or someone you met at a party. If you said no, it's rape, and it's a crime. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN. Call the National Sexual Assault Hotline today at 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.ORG.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
And we're back. Welcome back,
Great. Everyone. Yeah, and I just wanted to say that, so in the readings, one of the interesting things that happens is we talk about your past and present. We talk about how to navigate the future. The angels will lead me into what are the most pressing things for you to know right now as far as your health mm-hmm. and your romance and career and finances. One of the interesting things, though, is angels often step forward and want to work with the client and say, and guardian angels or helper angels, and say, we want to work with the client after the phone call. So that's very interesting, and I just love doing them.
Yeah. So the loved ones also make appearances in these readings, like the departed loved ones.
Yes, they do. Not always. Sometimes they will come mm-hmm. in on their own, but especially if the client wants to speak to a loved one, they'll tell me, and then we can contact the loved one. One interesting thing is that often a loved one will come in that they don't expect. So sometimes a client will get on the phone and say, oh, you know, my grandmother recently passed. And I'll say, well, you know, who's really coming in is your grandfather. And often that is because that particular loved one might not be at the top of the client's mind, but they have a special message for them. And sometimes it is also because they had perhaps some kind of contentious relationship with this loved one during life, and now the loved one wants to try and heal that. So that's another thing that the journal is great for. If you had someone that you loved that passed, that you had what they call mixed emotions about, it can be very interesting to go through the journal and try and work through some of that, because I think once souls do pass on to heaven, they retain a lot of the same personality they had. But in my experience contacting souls in heaven, they very, very much want to heal things that weren't healed when they were on earth. And they're much more forgiving, they're much more loving, they're much more open-minded once they get to heaven. So you might be surprised about your relationship with someone. Even though their personality is the same, your relationship can be quite different once they get to heaven.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's so true. I mean, because all that ego that was on earth is gone, right? It's just
And you know what? Right, and what they're telling me, Monica, is it's also that they have such a bird's eye view of life then. You know, it's like you said, with when you're on Earth, you're kind of grounded into your culture and how you grew up and how society thinks about things. And once you get up into heaven, you have it's so much more open-minded. You have such a larger world view, if you will, or universe view. So, and you can also see into other people's hearts in heaven, and you can see kind of where you made a mistake or where the other person wasn't trying to hurt you, it was innocent. So you can see things from such a broader perspective, the angels are reminding me. So that really opens people up.
Wow. So it can be a pretty, I wouldn't call it intense, but very emotional session. It can be healing, like deeply healing.
Oh yeah, deeply healing, because I have had clients who, you know, occasionally I will get a client and people, loved ones on the other side are really desperate to talk to that client through me and connect, because they really want to be forgiven, they really want to apologize, they really want to let the person on earth know that they forgive them. They're really anxious to try and heal some of those wounds, because the angels are telling me right now, they realize that we're still walking around with them. You know, even if a wound is something that, until it is examined and healed, it's you're really walking around with it every day. And even once it's healed, you know, it never fully heals, but it gets better and it kind of fades into the background. But when wounds haven't been examined and haven't been worked on or processed or healed, you really carry them around with you every day. And loved ones who are upstairs in heaven don't like to see that, especially if they feel like they can do something to help you with that.
So do you think it impacts our loved ones in heaven, like they're not at peace until we are at peace?
No, I think that what the angels are telling me about that question, Monica, is that they are in peace. You know, they don't want you to worry. They're in peace, but they worry about us. You know, they see us and they take an active interest in us. I mean, when I tune into spirits that have passed over, I think generally they are the angels are telling me, much more peaceful than they were on Earth. But they still feel things, they still have concerns, and we are one of their concerns. So they do sometimes worry about us or wish the best for us or have, you know, are sad when we get disappointed. But overall, I think in general, souls are much more happy and peaceful once they pass over. They're telling me, the angels are giving me an image of an atmosphere like clouds, and they say that the atmosphere in heaven is just much more peaceful. You know how sometimes you have a rainy day, a sunny day? The general atmosphere in heaven is so much more loving and peaceful and calm, the angels are telling me. It's like calm weather, you know, so the people that are there in general feel much more calm and peaceful and than the earth, which, you know, our emotional weather here is can be very chaotic at times.
Yeah, that's so true. So isn't that hard to match that frequency? Because they're at totally different, completely different frequency, right, than us.
Right. I don't think it's a matter of, you know, what the angels are telling me is it's not a matter of matching their frequency if you want to connect with loved ones or angels. They're really saying it's a matter of reaching out. It's a matter of using your free will to reach out and say, I want this connection. I'm journaling to you. I'm praying to you. I'm thinking of you. I'm asking for a sign. That's your free will in action. And your free will is like your magic wand. You know, it's how you connect to spirit. And so just the act of reaching out and reaching out your hand metaphorically means that someone's going to grasp it. So really, that's all you have to do is you have to be open to it. You have to reach out and want it. And that's really all there is to it. And they said you have to keep your eyes peeled and be open to signs and recognize. And really, they're saying what's important with that is being grounded in the present moment. That's how you recognize signs and how you get into your intuition as being grounded in the present moment. Because if you're not grounded in the present moment and your mind is racing and you're a million places at once and you're not paying attention to what's going on, you're going to miss the subtleties of signs from spirit and the subtleties of your intuition.
So what are some of the messages that departed loved ones have had for your clients?
Well, I think some of the strongest messages, I think one of the common messages is they want you to know that they're there and they're always watching, you know, because I think sometimes there is that sense of separation. And they also want you to know that they can be many places at once. This is something that that Anita Morjani talks about in her Dying to Be Me book that became so famous, is that when you pass over, you can kind of watch and interact with your loved ones all at once, whether they're on other sides of the planet or not, because the laws of heaven are not the same physical laws as we have here. The laws of physics and time and space in heaven are not only vastly different than the laws of physics and time and space on Earth, but the angels have told me the better way to describe it is to say there are no physical laws in heaven. So you can be many places at once. You can be interacting with many people at once. So I had a reading with a client, and there was something where there were several family events happening at different parts of the country. And I said, your father saw all of those. You know, he's at every graduation. Yeah. He's at every wedding. It doesn't even matter if they overlap. Wow. He really is there. So one of the main messages is for them to know that I'm still watching. I'm still there. I'm still really present with you. Another strong message is wanting to be forgiven. You know, wanting to have things healed that were unhealed in life. And also wanting to, another strong message is wanting to letting people know on Earth, I'm proud of you. I approve of you. You're doing a great job. Mm-hmm. You don't be so hard on yourself. That's another strong common message that comes in. And sometimes another message.
Yes.
Oh, go ahead, Monica. I'm sorry.
Especially if it was a difficult parent-child relationship where you were always seeking approval and you felt, you know, you never lived up to that expectation.
Yeah, so that can be a common message from parents or grandparents is I'm very proud of you. You know, you're doing a wonderful job. I know life is hard, but you're doing great at it. Sometimes the message can be I passed when I was meant to. Sometimes people pass quote unquote before their time, and I've had people who've passed when they were in their 20s or 30s or 40s, and of course the family is exceptionally upset because not only did they lose this person, but they felt like they lost years with them and they passed before their time. And I have had people on the other side say that this was my time. It was before, you know, what we think of as our time on earth, but it really was my time. I had other things to do, or I just, you know, I was more linked with that vibration and I had to go home to that. There's different reasons why people will leave at certain times, but I have had that message given to clients from loved ones too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's very much needed, I guess.
Yeah, because it helps with the closure of it, and it helps. The angels are saying now that when a client can feel like there might have been some rhyme or reason to it, it gives you a dimension of peace. And some of the questions of why, and the anger and the injustice of it, some of that can be healed a little bit so that you don't feel like you were robbed of something or something happened that wasn't meant to happen and it was this giant mistake. Another message that I got for I was on another radio show that had callers, and a couple of callers called in who had lost children when they were still infants, which is so traumatic. And both of those infants who are now souls again in heaven, they both said that they were with that. One had the message to one of the women that they've never left them, that they've been with them and guiding them ever since the baby died. And then one gentleman said, well, I see this, you know, my baby is a baby in heaven. And I said, and I got a very strong image of a young adult male. And I said, you know, this soul will present himself to you that way when you get to heaven. And he's very much looking forward to seeing you again. And there'll be a lot of healing when you see him. And so these souls are still waiting for you in heaven.
Wow. That's so beautiful. And we will take a picture here and be right back. Please stay tuned with us.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking.
You are the inspired and the inspiration.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
are back. Welcome Great. Back, everyone. So, Tanya, tell us, has a pet also come through with a message from heaven ever?
Oh, did you say has a pet ever come through?
Yeah.
Yes, actually, I'm glad you're giving me a chance to tell a really interesting story. I had a client who had lost several, over the course of maybe 2 years, she had three or four dogs, and they had all passed away. And the animals came in very, very strong in the reading. And it was a very emotional reading for this woman. And they said, and I actually began crying when they told me this message. They said, "We've never left you." And they said, because she always felt like she was one of the dog pack too, you know. And they said, and this was so special, the dogs told me, "We never leave one of our own behind." Because she had always, she was an animal lover, and lots of times animal lovers feel a very close kinship to animals. And so she had these three dogs in her house all day, and it was like they were all a dog pack, you know, they loved each other. And they said, you know, it's like you're one of us, and we would never leave one of our own behind. And she and I both just started crying at that. And they said that we're always with you. And she said, you know, sometimes I'll feel something brush my leg, and I'll look down and I almost expect to see one of the dogs walking past me. And they said, we know we're with you all day. We'd never leave you behind. So I you know, pets definitely have souls, as any animal lover senses very strongly. And they can also communicate with you from the afterlife.
Wow. That's so wonderful. Like, so the connection never dies, no matter with whom.
With the angels. Right, Monica, the connection never dies. And when you said that, the image I got was of a fire. And, you know, sometimes when you have a campfire, and if people go camping often, you build a little fire in the center of the camp. And during the day, the fire might be bustling because you're adding wood to it. And, you know, maybe you put charcoal or whatever you need to make it healthy. And then sometimes at night the fire will get very low and it will go down to just the embers. But the angels are showing me that connection is always there. It's always warm. There's always at least embers. And all you need to do is blow on it or add some more sticks to build that fire and get the connection stronger again. But the glow and the embers are always, always burning. That never goes away, because the angels are reminding me we're in physical form now, but really we're energy. You know, and energy never dies. It just transmutes into something else. So the energy is always there.
Yeah. And do you believe that they become angels when they pass on?
Yeah, angels and humans, for the most part, are two different things. There is some debate about whether people can become angels, or sometimes angels used to be humans, or humans used to be angels. And I think that's possible, and I'm open to that. But for the most part, it's easier to explain it that angels and humans are different, because they really are two different types of entities. And so when a loved one dies, lots of times people will say, "Oh, grandma's my angel from heaven." And really, grandma's not an angel. Probably what grandma is grandma has agreed to be your spirit guide from heaven and watch out for you from heaven. But she is a human soul that is now living in heaven. Angels are a whole nother entity that are like the cousins of humans. They're like us, but they're different from us.
But they are watching over us, and they are always there.
The loved ones or the angels?
I mean, both.
Yeah, it's true. The yes to both.
That's great. So give us some suggestions, you know, some tools for all of us to feel connected to the loved ones. And, you know, like...
Well, one thing
like
that
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead, Monica.
No, I was just saying, it's really hard. It's really hard when, you know, that physical connection is lost. It takes time to... It really takes time before you can start
healing. Sometimes the angels are telling me, sometimes you need to grieve for a little while. You know, sometimes right mm-hmm. away is not the time to make contact. Sometimes people, loved ones, will make contact with you right away. You'll feel them at the funeral, or you'll feel somebody brush your shoulder.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes they will make contact right away and in the very immediate days afterwards. But sometimes the angels are reminding me that you need a few months just to grieve, you know, and just to cry and just to get angry and get some of those emotions out. And then as it settles and as you start feeling your emotions going back into something more balanced and you start to feel more calm, the angels are telling me that can be a wonderful time to start reaching out. And they're showing me an image of a journal. And it doesn't have to be my journal that I have forever mm-hmm. in my heart, because that's a guided journal with certain prompts. You can just get a blank journal. And this is a wonderful way to communicate with angels, communicate with loved ones, communicate with anyone in the spirit world, is just to journal to them. And you can start the journal, "Dear Tom," if that was your husband's name, or if you want to, you know, "Dear Guardian Angels," whomever you want to address, you just write them a journal entry. And then when you, you know, then just, again, that's your way of communicating with them. You can also do it through your thoughts and prayers or as you're meditating. And then the way you look for signs is just to be open, just to be present in the present moment and to be aware of things and to slow down and get out of your own mind and really look around at the world during the day as you're going about your day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. And we are so grateful, Tanya. We would love to, you know, have your grief journal and also the other book, Angel Insights, that you were talking about.
You can get them easily on Amazon. The Forever in My Heart is on Amazon. Angel Insights, the Angel Book, is also on Amazon. They're both selling really well right now. You can also get them on BarnesandNoble.com, or mm-hmm. you can call your local Barnes & Noble store and see if they're in stock. You know, sometimes they're in stock at a certain store and sometimes they aren't, so call first.
Right.
And so those are two great ways to get them. And, of course, you know, I'm very big into supporting your local metaphysical spiritual bookstore. So if you have a kind of bookstore like that in your area, call them and see if they have it in stock, because it's great to support those local stores.
That's great. And you also do counseling sessions. Do you do those over Skype as well?
No, I do those over the phone. I occasionally do them in person when I'm at a bookstore. So you can find information about how to contact me and how to book a reading at my website. And my website is Tanya Blessings, T-A-N-Y-A, my first name, and then the word blessings, BLESSINGS.com. And you can find mm-hmm. information about my books, about the readings, how to contact me for a reading. And I also have events. I'll be in October, I'll be in Colorado at a bookstore. And in November, I'll be at a bookstore in New Jersey in November. And then in January, I'll be making an appearance in New York City.
Oh, beautiful. So your website holds all the information then.
Yeah, the website's a great way. And I also have a free newsletter you can sign up for at the website.
That's awesome. How wonderful is that? I'm really, really grateful to have you today. And what is that last one message you would like to give to our listeners?
The angels say that the last message they want me to have is give you is keep the faith, they said. And they said to really try and remember that things happen for a reason often. You know, so when we're grieving and we're looking up at the sky and saying, why, they're saying lots of these things we will understand when we pass over into heaven, of why things happen and why certain things didn't happen. And so they said, keep the faith when a loved one passes. Keep the faith that you'll see them again. Keep the faith that they're in a better place. Keep the faith that you'll be okay on earth without them. And keep the faith that they're still with you and that you can connect with them.
Mhm. Yeah, and that's beautiful. That's a beautiful reminder. And I have to say that I have felt the same way. I have felt the presence of my loved ones, whenever, you know, I convey to them that I need you or anything, you know, a thought comes and I can just feel it. So like you said, you know, we all have a different way of knowing or listening or seeing, but they will always let us know. And your family is a great to keep connected.
You said a great thing, Monica, that you feel it. You know, you really can feel them. You get a physical feeling or an emotional sense that they're near. So that is another great way to know.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much once again, Tanya, and wish you all the best as you reach out.
Oh, thank you.
So many. Yeah. And I mean, you definitely need this. And I'm sure our listeners will benefit and have benefited from this show with your messages.
Yeah, the best. Thank you so much for having me on, Monica, and all the best to you and all the best to everyone listening, definitely.
Thank you. And we'll have you once again back to talk more about Angel Insight soon.
Oh, great. That'd be lovely. Thank you.
Great. Wishing everyone a beautiful week ahead. See you again next Sunday, 7 p.m. Pacific. Have a blissful life. Namaste.